You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to cover a topic that I actually covered 4 years ago. It was our very first episode ever on the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast, and we're going to talk about that today because it is so important. It is something that will absolutely affect your ability to grow. This is going to be the secret to what brings a customer back, what creates momentum, what creates synergy. It's actually the number one stumbling block for every industry, for every business, for anyone out there trying to do something as it relates to serving people or providing solutions to an industry or a community. This is something that everybody deals with. This is something that I deal with. In fact, when I went back and listened to the very first podcast we ever recorded, this popped up. We all laughed about it. It's something that we've improved upon. It's something that we've changed. In fact, when you're listening to this podcast right now, the audio quality alone of this podcast is night and day compared to what we had done back with the original first episode, where I was by myself in a room with limited equipment and we started this journey called the Plumbing Sales Coach. And that was about 5 years ago, December 12th of 2018. And wow, what a journey. But you know what? This truth remains, and we're going to talk about it today, and it is simply this: the hardest thing to scale in any industry, the hardest thing to consistently produce is quality control. It is quality control on the product, quality control on the experience someone has while they buy the product, quality control on the solution the actual product provides, and making sure that we are a company, that we are a place, that we are an organization or an entity that people can come to and consistently know what to expect and then get that. Meaning that I know what it's going to be like every time I go, and when I go, I get that same exact experience, what I experience. You know, I just went back to Vegas a couple weeks ago. I spent a lot of time out there. I really liked the idea of the service side of Vegas and how it was something that was unique. You got treated differently than anywhere else. And nowadays, it's really not that much different. The prices are still astronomically higher. The pricing is still much different than the rest of the world, but the service has dropped down to the same level that everyone else offers. And it's obvious, and it makes me not want to go back. It makes me not want to spend my money there and now spend it somewhere else, especially my money budgeted for vacation or my money budgeted for entertainment or experience. That money's been reallocated. When I was a few years back, I went out down to California and with a gentleman by the name of Joey Cisneros, a longtime friend, and we went on a stunt plane together with another gentleman by the name of Brandon Graham, and we went on this stunt plane, and that was an experience. A couple years before that, or a year before that, we went on a helicopter, and we shot a machine gun out of the side of the helicopter. In fact, you can see both those videos on our YouTube channel of me in the stunt plane and me in that helicopter. But man, what an experience. Nothing like I had ever experienced before. I've been in planes before. I've been around guns before. I was in the military. But man, what a unique experience. And most people are not going to get that experience any other way, any other place, any other concept. It's not going to produce that. It's kind of like skydiving, right? Well, that is a unique experience, and that's what we're going to really want to provide to people so that they can create a story. When you give somebody that experience, when you give somebody that level of quality control, it creates a story. That story then goes on to market for you. And it's even better than the marketing you can do because it's from someone that someone knows, likes, and trusts telling them to try something out or do something. There's a company in our program by the name of Transuse Plumbing and Septic out of the Carolinas. They're a huge company now. They've acquired a few companies, and so they've gotten bigger over the years. And one of the things that one of their owners, I'd say all three owners, but really one of their owners absolutely loves is Disney World. Fanatic, Might have a problem, actually. Might be slightly obsessed and even have an addiction. I don't know. We'll talk to her later about that. And if you're listening, Brandy, you have a problem. But here's the thing. She's convinced us that we should try Disney World. Now, I grew up around Disneyland, and Disneyland has become overcrowded, and it's really hard to get through there in the summers. And we stopped going when I was younger. And no real desire to go to Disney World, which is just more of the same. But after hearing her and her talking about the magic of Disney, and then we had some other friends who live up north that I was in ministry with, they love Disney and they talk about the magic of Disney. And so me and my wife went, and wow. And so then we brought kids back, and now we're going back again for Christmas. We're going to be there all Christmas. Consistent experience. Quality control is maintained. They pay attention to little things. So we're going to talk about what that is required. How do you do that inside of your business? That's what we're going to talk about today on today's podcast, is the idea of producing quality control in a scalable manner to where the larger you get, you don't dilute that quality control. I don't want to go support a business so that it can get better and get worse. I want to support a business because I had a great experience with it, and I want others to experience that same great experience. And so I tell others about it. I use that business consistently. I try to impact their employees as much as possible whenever possible, whether I'm tipping or just the way that I treat them. And I try to fan that flame, encourage that. As a consumer, I want that for my community. I want that for myself. I want places like Disney World for me to be able to go take my family. I want places like Vegas for me to go experience high-level service, resorts, cruises, first-class airlines, Delta One cabins, all those things. I want to have access to that. As a consumer, your consumers do too. And don't discount it just because it's service plumbing. They still want that same great experience. The reason why they make it about price, the reason why they argue you and negotiate you and call in advance for a price and tell your plumbers when they come into the home, don't look at anything else, I don't want to talk about anything else, is because they're afraid of being taken advantage of. They're afraid of being bamboozled into spending money and getting nothing in return. But if they viewed you the same way they view Disney, if they viewed you the same way they viewed the fine dining restaurant, if they viewed you the same way they viewed the first class ticket they bought a couple weeks ago, they wouldn't be pushing back on you on price. They wouldn't be arguing with you about why you want to look at other things. Instead, they would trust you, and they would be at your mercy of your expertise. And then you have a responsibility to honor that and not take advantage of that. But that's the place that we're supposed to be. When I go to the doctor, most people go to the doctor with an open mind. Tell me what's wrong. But they don't go to a plumber with that. And what's the difference and why? It's the positioning of the expertise. You're at a great disadvantage every time you go to the home as a plumber. If you're a plumbing owner and you're sending plumbers out into the field, they're at a great disadvantage. They're a multitude of disadvantages. Number one, they're being compared to every other experience the customer has had with other companies and other industries as it relates to them coming to the house, and you're up against that. And so you have to separate yourself and prove that. And then number two, the other thing that they're doing is they don't shop for plumbing hardly ever. They don't know what's going on. Manufacturers are constantly communicating to consumers about their products, and then stores or vendors are promoting that same product. And then the actual people that use that product to provide a service are promoting that product. A great example of that is the iPhone. If you're watching this podcast, in fact, a lot of you listen to the podcast, but a lot of you are on Spotify and you can watch the podcast. I'm holding up an iPhone on the camera right now, and that iPhone is absolutely a great example of this. Apple markets the iPhone. Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, all those guys market the iPhone. Walmart, Target, Best Buy, they all market the iPhone. So you got the manufacturer marketing the iPhone, you got the people selling the product marketing the iPhone, and then you got the people that are using that product to provide a service on top of it, like Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and all those guys. They are all basically promoting that same product. So we're getting hit with it as a consumer seven different ways from Sunday. But when it comes to plumbing, we don't have any information coming into our homes. And it's up to us when we find a problem at the water heater or at the toilet, wherever that leak is, as a consumer, to then call and rely upon another company to educate us, market to us, help us see all the different things that are kind of at our disposal as a consumer, solutions that we can purchase to fix the problem for today, tomorrow, and forever, to repair, replace, or upgrade that problem. That's what people are dealing with. That's what they're actually up against. And so we have to understand that. Like, we're at a disadvantage. And on top of that, there's a study out there by American Express that says people need 4 to 7 touches with your company before they can make a decision. So if they see your brand, then they call your brand, and then the plumber comes out, that's only 3 touches. So we have a very unique process. We teach all of our clients on exactly how to run that call and exactly how to run their business, how to schedule, how to price, how to do everything, even how to set the shop up, how to even wrap the vans, even market your company, because all of it matters. Every single exposure, every single touch that customer has with your company absolutely matters. And in the name of quality control and scaling that quality control, you can't have an amazing brand and an amazing logo and an amazing wrap and then a crappy uniform or a crappy attitude or crappy solutions or no solution. Like, you can't have that. It's got to go all the way across the board. The fine dining restaurant service and ambiance isn't enough. The food also has to be there. See, the idea of quality control is that I am not shortcutting anything. I'm refining a process. So many of you try to make more money by adding more calls or overloading your team. And so the quality control gets annihilated. It gets diluted so fast to where you're just running around with your head cut off. It's just constantly running around from job to job to job, putting out fires here, there, and everywhere. Your business constantly is running you ragged. It's dragging you down the road of success, if that's even the road that you're on. And that is the problem. You have to stop. It's better to serve one perfectly, or at least at a high level, than it is to serve 100 poorly. Because if you serve the one correctly, then you can figure out how to serve 2 correctly, then you can figure out how to serve 3 correctly. And you just keep growing like that. One of the main takeaways that you can take out of this podcast, I'm going to tell you right now. We work with shops, we work with companies that have over 100 technicians. How do you maintain that quality control with 100 technicians, 100 different human beings with different skill sets, different motives, different life values, different everything, different work ethics? How do you maintain that level of quality control amongst 100 people? Like, how do you do that? Well, the answer is simple. You have to break your bigger company into smaller companies, and you have to have things in place to maintain the quality control at the lower levels so that by the time it gets to the upper levels, it's in a consistent process. A consistent process. That's what most of you are missing. Your process is go out and do your job. Your process is go out and offer options. Your process is to diagnose better. That's not a process. Okay, that's just demands. A process is you build a relationship at the front door. We even teach a process on how to build a relationship, the ICE method, ICE, identify, connect, engage. And then the next thing you do is you review the problem with your customer so they can explain everything, so they can feel heard, so they can know you know where they're coming from. Because if you don't do that, then they can't hear you when you diagnose. There's got to be a process, and there's more to it. It's a 5-stage process, and that's the reality. You're in stages when you're in the home. It's not about do this, then do that, then do this, then do that. It's not about say this, say that, check this, check that. It's a stage. You're in the relationship building stage, and until you build that relationship, it's going to be hard to move on. And then you're in the review stage. It's time for them to fill you in on what's going on. And then you're in the examine stage where you actually diagnose and use the 3 vitals that we teach to understand why things fail. And you even use the process that we teach on what's failing, why it's failing, and the other things that go along with that process that we teach inside of our program. And then from there, you suggest 3 options. And then from there, you help the customer navigate those options and make a right decision. We don't use closing tactics. We don't teach you how to get people to do anything. What we teach you how to do is help people understand the decision they're making. Because I believe that most people in their home have a few $1,000 of plumbing problems going on at any given moment. And I also believe that people have the ability to get the resources for those plumbing problems if the desire is there. And so your job is to go in and just help them understand what's going on inside the home. There is a very methodical process, a very specific process that we teach that we believe gives the customer a better experience. It's been proven time and time again. Over 500 technicians inside of our program at any given moment. Thousands of technicians have gone through it. Multitude of companies. This is not a small program. There are a lot of results out there. There's a lot of evidence that we can look at to say this is by far the way. One of the greatest feedbacks I ever get from any owner ever is, wow, the reviews that we get are night and day. Number one, they're a lot more of them. They're a lot longer and they're a lot more detailed, and that has helped us in our marketing game. And if your customers are writing books about you, you did your job. Now, it depends on the book. If they're writing a negative book about you, maybe not. But if they're writing a positive book about you, if they're writing a positive review about you, or if they're out telling the world because they had this great experience and they got this great deal and they had this awesome just overall solution provided to them by a plumbing company in their time of need, in their time of fear, then you have done your job. You have done that. You have created an experience that surpasses all the other experiences they've had. You've basically shocked them. You value shocked them, though not price shocked them, not wore them out with your process, but you actually value shocked them. They can't believe it's too good to be true, and they're excited. That's where you want your customer. Quality control is the key to that. You want growth, you need everybody telling everybody about what a great experience they had. I went to Disney World because of the recommendation of two other people. Hundreds of millions of dollars of marketing all over the place. All literally anywhere you turn around, you can see a Disney movie, Disney commercial, Disney shirt, Disney something. But at the end of the day, the reason that I went, the reason that we literally spent tens of thousands of dollars on season passes and flights down there and hotels and all this craziness is because of the recommendation of two people that I trust and the facial expressions they make when their eyes light up because of the excitement that they have in the memory of their experience at Disney World. Now, I want to go taste that. I want to go see what that is. I want to know what that's about. You can think of movies. You can think of restaurants. You can think of different things in life that you've tried or done because of somebody else. And the reason that they tried to get you to go do that thing was because they had a positive experience. And so that's what you want to provide. Quality control does that. Quality control consistently produces something that people can expect. When that happens, they're more likely to refer their friends and family because they know what they're referring them to, and they're more likely to come back and come back frequently. If you master this idea of quality control, if you can master this concept of putting in a specific process that spits out a consistent result, then that is how you're going to achieve it in this game. You know, in the next podcast that we do, we're going to talk about what I would do in any situation, whether I had 100 trucks or one truck, whether the IRS was coming for my business or I was cash flush. I would still take this first step anytime I wanted to make my business better. We're going to talk about that in a few weeks, or I'm thinking about a week or whenever these podcasts release. But I can just tell you this right now, quality control coupled with what I'm about to tell you is going to absolutely explode your business if you pay attention and you implement it. If anybody out there wants to know more about how to do this, we'll literally let you come join one of our paid coaching sessions for free. All you got to do is reach out to us and we'll hook you up. We'll put you right in the coaching session. The session we'll put you in will be with a bunch of companies that are doing millions of dollars that have had a lot of success, been in the program for multiple years. So you can ask questions, you can learn, you can really get in an hour time, you can get so much knowledge and information. This isn't no fluff class where we just basically sell you on the program. This is just going to be a kind of a fly on the wall. You can interact, but you'll be in there with paying clients who are in a paid session so you can get real knowledge and real information. And we'll do that completely free, completely risk-free. All you got to do is either email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com or go to the Plumbing Sales Coach. Go to the plumbingsalescoach.com's website and fill out the contact form. Make sure you do that, and our growth strategy expert will call and get you scheduled into one of those coaching sessions with me. I'll be in there. It'll be live. You'll be able to interact, and you'll be able to ask anything you've ever wanted to know about the plumbing business, or even about me, or you can even ask our current clients who have had a lot of success what their experience has been like or what tips they have. This is the room you want to be in. This is the community you want to be in. If you want some help and you want to make major shifts right now, it's literally as fast as you can email in. We can get you into one of those sessions and we can make that impact. Remember, we are training you to do what we do, and we want to put service over sales. We want to serve you first. We say that all the time. So this is a safe zone. Come join us. www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Fill out the contact form or email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach. If you go to our website on the handheld phone device, you can actually just call the number at the bottom and you'll get a live person. Or you can text. Whatever you're comfortable with, we just want to help you get the information you need. Get this process that will help you produce a consistent quality every single time in the experience, in the product, in the solutions, even in the pricing. We have it all figured out and all dialed in, and we want to show you how to do it. If you've got your own way of doing it, that's fine. Just make sure that the quality control is scalable, and then pay attention to the next episode because we're going to give you the 1, 2, 3 steps that you need to really revolutionize, no matter if you're a $100 million company or a $100,000 company. These action steps still matter. I love you guys. As always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.